Part 4. Vaughn placed her hand flat against Rosie's round stomach. It felt to Rosie as though the hand was warm, as though Vaughn had been holding it to a fireplace. Almost immediately, Rosie felt a gurgling inside her, burble in her tummy, just beneath where Vaughn's hand was, and the pressure increased. Rosie shuddered with pleasure as she savored the tingly, bubbly sensation inside her, the increasing tightness of her skin, and the light, delicate touch of Vaughn's hand against it. Vaughn slowly stroked her hand lower and lower, around the underside of Rosie's swollen abdomen and towards her crotch. As the hand slid downwards, Rosie could feel that whatever it was, the bubbles formed inside her just beneath, and the pressure continued to mount. She was aware that her crotch was now bulging outwards as Vaughn had reached this most intimate of areas. Rosie blushed and bit her lip.
"Ew, I can feel you trembling,"
Vaughn remarked as she softly ran her hand in little circles around Rosie's gusset.
"Is that pleasure, fear, or just the menacity of the pressure inside you?"
She crouched down so she could whisper right into the object of her affection and poked Rosie's swollen, nether regions with her sharp little fingernail. Rosie winced, afraid that Vaughn's finger would pop her like a balloon being stuck with a pin, but her skin was much more tougher than latex and held firm. Still, the sensation of such stretched skin being poked and prodded was difficult to bear. Vaughn slid her hand around Rosie's inner thigh, making the blimp girl tingle a little, and of course, making her thighs press together more tightly at the groin as more air was generated inside them under Vaughn's fingertips. Vaughn reached right through her legs and brought her forearm upwards beneath her dress to gently slap Rosie on the underside of her bulbous, ballooning butt. 3 or 4 times, it made a boom, boom, boom sound like an orchestral drum being struck. Rosie quivered and trembled as Vaughn patted her ass, wobbling like a jelly, or rather, vibrating like a football pump full of jelly. She also felt her dress tightening more across her butt, and her panty line digging in more to her crotch and to the circumference of her globular buttocks. Of course, Vaughn could still inflate her with each touch, and each slap caused a burst of pressure somewhat similar to earlier when she was being pumped up. Vaughn stopped slapping and began to caress Rosie's bloated buns. Rosie was unable to see her inflator crouched down at her feet. All she could see was straight down her cleavage, but she could feel that Vaughn was taking turns on each butt cheek. Clearly, they were too massive, too inflated for Vaughn to grasp both simultaneously. Instead, Rosie felt one cheek tightening, and with a moan, swelling up and tugging her drum-tight panties and back of her dress over to that side as it overtook the other. Then, Vaughn would switch sides, and while her entire ass would grow tighter and tighter as it pumped up, the asymmetrical tugging would at least subside.
"I think," Vaughn wondered out loud, "I've given your lower body far too much love and attention. You're a little bottom-heavy, dear."
She was right. While Rosie's breast and belly bulged out impressively, and her sides puffed out, and her arms filled with gas, there was nothing compared to the girth and width of her plump, juicy hips, her gigantic balloon butt, and her bulging turgid thighs. She wobbled uselessly as she flapped her arms.
"Touch my nipples," she managed to gasp,
even the vibrations through her body caused by her voice setting off a wave of sexual pleasure. Vaughn cooed softly.
"I knew it! You're loving being pumped up, enjoying how big and round and inflated you become! I knew I'd beat you in the end."
Rosie struggled to reconquer her desires with each other. She felt so conflicted.
"I just want to... I need... please!"
she stammered.
"No need to beg,"
Vaughn purred softly and sweetly, placing her hands either side of Rosie's bloated midriff, which were then immediately pushed apart as they imparted more pressure to that part of Rosie, inflating her more. Rosie moaned softly at the gassiness she felt bulging inside her. Vaughn's next move was to do as Rosie had requested, and she placed her fingertips lightly against each one of Rosie's nipples. She brushed them very, very gently over Rosie's nipples, which were like two screw heads, tickling them as softly with her feathery touch. Rosie felt a gurgle and a groan from within her two voluminous fun bags, and both immediately swelled upwards, inflating like balloons with a high-pitched squeak and an audible whoosh. Had Rosie chosen to wear a bra beneath her dress that day, it would surely have struggled to contain her massive memories. But as it happened, her light stretch fabric dress allowed her to feel the sensation of Vaughn's touch even more acutely, and allowed her nipples to stand out even more prominently. Her dress stretched and tightened as her boobs continued ballooning up, forming a hammock across her cleavage, and stretching the neck wide open so that Rosie could see right into the dark triangular cavern between her two heaving, blimping tits. As it stretched, it also rode higher and higher up her backside, and Rosie felt the cold air against more and more of her buttocks, the impossibly taut lower hem of her dress digging in as her buns bulged around the constricting band, and her ever-lifting dress tugged her entire buoyant and bouncy butt upwards. Vaughn then softly and carefully caressed her fingertips, wiggling them lightly as she did, bringing Rosie's flesh out in goose pimples, and lowering them until they were directly underneath the precipitous overhang of her bust. She laughed a little and playfully lifted Rosie's bust with her hands, as if testing a pair of melons for weight. Rosie gasped. She was entranced by the amount of pleasure that her taut, stretched skin and turgidly stuffed body were transmitting to her brain. She had never felt anything like this in her life. By this point, Rosie looked like a postcard caricature of a curvy woman, her hips balloon out like an umbrella beneath her waist, which, while it still pinched in, it did so less like an hourglass, and more like the point where two balloons were being pressed against each other. Those massive hips were supported by two fat, swollen legs, which tapered down to her slender ankles, and upwards her explosively pumped rear. Above her waist, her pneumatic bosom bubbled and bounced with every movement, blocking all but the top of her head. Her auburn hair draped over her puffy shoulders, and her plump arms, which were so full of air, she couldn't lower them anymore. She heard a clattering as Vaughn produced from somewhere, a stepladder. Presumably, she needs to carry one with her at all times, Rosie thought. Vaughn pushed a ladder up as close to the inflated girl as she could, the cold metal pressing into her soft, warm boobs, and then she climbed it, so that she was able to rise over Rosie. Rosie looked upwards at her gloating tormentor as she held onto the handle at the top of the ladder so that she could lean forwards and get her face closer to Rosie's. Vaughn carefully placed her hands on the top of Rosie's breast, above where they bulged above the neckline, so that her hands were on Rosie's bare flesh. Carefully, and using Rosie's rack to support herself, she lowered her body down and across the top of Rosie's bust until the ladder was only supporting her feet. Rosie's breasts had blown up so big that Vaughn, not the tallest girl, could actually lay on them with her feet, just hanging over the edge and her face only just reaching Rosie's. Rosie groaned, able to address her feelings directly to Vaughn. I just feel so pressurized. I'm so pumped up and feel my whole body wanting to blow apart any second now. Your body isn't the only thing that wants you to go bang, Vaughn replied. Sadly, though, with that much pressure pumped into you, if I inflate you any further, it will all escape through your lips. As Vaughn spoke, Rosie noticed her breasts were swelling even further due to the fact Vaughn was laying on top of them. Their increase in diameter lifted Vaughn higher and higher and tipped her more towards Rosie's face. Fortunately, Vaughn continued, I have a solution for that. Rosie watched wide-eyed, and Vaughn places her hands either side of her face, naturally causing her cheeks to puff up. Vaughn pulled herself closer until they were just a fraction of an inch, and then... Vaughn kissed Rosie on the lips. Rosie felt her lips plump up, pursing them and forming a tight seal. No air's getting out of you now, Vaughn giggled. The pressure can now just build and build and build until... Kaboom! Rosie, now unable to even speak, left to endure her final moments of blowing up before she was blown apart, kept her eyes as wide as dinner plates as Vaughn awkwardly tried to slide down. There was a clatter as she tried to put her feet back on the ladder, and Vaughn disappeared from view, falling in a heap to the floor. Ouch! I guess you're too big for me now, babes. Rosie tried to say something, but could only manage a muffled through her swollen lips. Vaughn placed her hands either side of Rosie's belly button as she continued to channel gas through her flesh into Rosie's tummy, which gurgled and glunked and expanded bigger and fatter and rounder. "Time to finish you off, honey buns," chimed Vaughn, her voice just reaching Rosie's ears over her massively proportioned bust. She continued running her hands back and forth around the sides of Rosie's abdomen, which creaked and moaned as it grew wider and more distended. Vaughn was really giving it everything she had now, and grunted with exertion of it all. The pressure was becoming even more unbearable. Rosie's whole body felt solid. "Yeah," Vaughn grunted, sounding like a tennis player. Rosie grunted too. Something was different. She could feel her sides billowing outwards. Her entire body was now blowing up in unison. She could see the ceiling coming closer as she blimped up bigger and bigger, swelling in all directions, her skin getting tighter and straining harder and harder against the coming explosion, creaking and moaning unremittingly. Vaughn took her hands away, and Rosie tried to breathe a sigh of relief, just managing another... However, the swelling didn't stop. The pressure continued to build and build. "You're out of control now," Vaughn shouted. "I don't even have to do anything. Your body is so swollen that you'll just pump and blow and bloat and swell bigger and bigger and bigger all on your own until boom! You'll explode, so get ready for it. I'm going to retreat to a safe distance so I can watch you blow without being caught in the blast." Rosie heard Vaughn moving around and let on another strain. She continued bulbing up, quivering, bulging, stretching, expanding. She felt her body trembling as it tried to contain the pressure. Her immense round body was forcing her neck back so that she was stuck looking at the ceiling. Not that she would see anything apart from a humongous bust if she could lower her head. Her arms were stretched out wide and also pushed back as her front, her crotch, belly, and breast were surging forwards, rounder, fatter, and tighter by the second. Rosie just managed to moan pathetically through her pursed lips. The pressure inside her now was so much that her body had become completely rigid. Even her fingers had swelled up, were unable to bend. Her cheeks were puffed up, and she could barely open her mouth. Though, even if she could speak, Vaughn wouldn't be able to hear it against the creaking of her tense, pulsating body. "You still don't really want to explode, do you?" Vaughn asked. "I can't imagine why, though. You'll go off with such a bang. Who wouldn't want that?" "Oh, God," she thought. "It's going to happen now. I'm going to blow." Creak! So that was the end of that. Thanks for listening. I guess you're wondering what the moral of the story is. Honestly, I never ever thought to give the story a moral. I mean, it's about inflation. Inflation is cool. What more do you want? I suppose, though, it serves as a warning against allowing petty squabbles to just drag on and on, blowing up out of all proportion with destructive consequences, in which there are no winners. That is, unless someone is prepared to be the bigger person and end the dispute. Well, you certainly couldn't accuse Rosie of not being the bigger person. As for Haley, she learned a lesson too. She learned that the best in the business don't appreciate plucky young upstarts, but I wouldn't want to discourage anyone from following her path. She was a lot of fun. You might wonder how I'm able to tell you this story about events that took place behind closed doors, among people who kept their secrets so well guarded. All I can say is that you'd be advised to keep your wondering to yourself, because asking questions can get you in a whole big round world of trouble.